الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah عز وجل. The name of the program is the Blessings of Milad. It is the first 12 days of Milad that we bring to you. These programs based on the attributes, the features, the brilliance, the attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, as always, let's begin by listening to the tilawat of the glorious Quran.
SubhanAllah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خلق الإنسان من صلصال كالفخار وخلق فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان يخرج منهما اللؤلؤ والمرجان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان؟ آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madin channel, as usual we bring to you a new topic today. Now the topic of today is a beautiful topic. Honestly, it's, you know, brilliant, and it's something which is different. We are always speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are always praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, speaking about, you know, increasing our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of the channel, why? Because in essence, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also loves us. The greatest of mankind sallallahu alaihi wasallam also loves you. The greatest of mankind sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shed tears throughout his entire life, crying, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our forgiveness. The topic of today is the love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had possessed for his ummah. The topic for today is the caring nature the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that disposition of, you know, caring for the well-being of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, inshallah, I myself am looking forward towards this. Really, I myself am looking forward to this topic. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we have our mubaligh here as usual, mashallah. We have Hafiz Rafaqi Sahib here. Today he's wearing a beautiful imam sharif. We'll ask him about that, inshallah. And also we have Ammar bhai. My dear Islamic brothers, mashallah, we do have Bukhar bhai. Let's listen to a naat from Bukhar bhai, inshallah.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. Pul se utaro raah guzar ko khabar na ho, pul se utaro raah guzar ko khabar na ho, pul se utaro raah guzar ko کو خبر نہ ہو, پل سے اتارو راہ گزر کو خبر نہ ہو, اور کاٹا میرے امتی جو کرے ہاں محشر کو خبر نہ ہو ممکن نہیں کہ خیر بشر کو خبر نہ ہو پل سے اتارو راہ گزر کو خبر نہ ہو اور ایسا گماتے ان کی ولا میں ہمیشہ ایسا گماتے ان کی ولا میں ہمیشہ ایسا گماتے ان کی ولا اپنی خبر کو خبر نہ ہو ایسا گماتے ان کی ولا میں ہمیشہ ایسا گماتے ان کی ولا میں ہمیشہ اپنی خبر کو خبر نہ ہو ٹھوٹا کرے پر اپنی خبر کو خبر نہ ہو اور عادل حرم کو روکنے والوں سے چھپ کے آج عادل حرم کو روکنے والوں سے چھپ کے آج یوں اٹھ چلے کہ پہلو بر کو خبر نہ ہو یوں اٹھ چلے کہ پہلو بر کو خبر نہ ہو جبریل پر بچھائے تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو اور اے خار طیبہ دیکھ کے دامن نہ بھیگ جائے دامن نہ بھیگ جائے اے خار طیبہ دیکھ کے دامن نہ بھیگ جائے یوں دل میں آ کے دیدائے تر کو خبر نہ ہو یوں دل دائے تر کو خبر نہ ہو یوں دل میں آ کے دائے تر کو خبر نہ ہو اور اے شوق دل یہ سجدہ گر ان کو روا یہ سجدہ کر ان کو روا نہیں اچھا وہ سجدہ کیجے کہ سر کو خبر نہ ہو اچھا وہ سجدہ کیجے کہ سر کو خبر نہ ہو اے شوق دل سجدہ کر ان کو روا نہیں اے شوق دل یہ ڈاگرن کو روا نہیں اچھا وہ سجدہ کیجئے کس سر کو خبر نہ ہو جبریل پر بچھائے تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو اور ان کے سوا رضا کوئی حامی نہیں جہاں ان کے سوا رضا کوئی حامی نہیں جہاں ان کے سوا سر پہ پیدر کو خبر نہ ہو گزرا کرے پسر پہ پیدر کو خبر نہ ہو پل سے اتارو راہ گزر کو خبر نہ ہو جبری تو پر کو خبر نہ ہو
ماشاء اللہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah channel, for those of you that may have just joined us, Alhamdulillah Azza Jal, the name of the program is The Blessings of Milad. We shall be inshallah Azza Jal today speaking about the love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had possessed for his ummah, the love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had possessed for us, you know, his caring for our well-being, for the well-being of each and every individual from his ummah, from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have our mobilis, mashallah, you know, as we mentioned, Hafizah is looking beautiful today. Hafizah, let's begin with you.
Mashallah.
Firstly, what's this Imam Sharif you have?
Subhanallah. Well, Amir Ahl Sunnat, I saw him wearing the Imam Sharif
Allah
once.
Allah.
I think it was the Islami brothers from the Pathan community that came and gave an imamah to Amir Ahl Sunnat. He wore one. And we know Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Pathan as well. So, alhamdulillah, with that nisbat, inshallah, we're nothing compared to them. And but Allah ta'ala accepted, inshallah.
Ameer, ameer.
Trying to build a nisbat, but may Allah ta'ala give me success.
Allahumma ameen. Jazakallahu khair. Ji.
Ji, subhanallah, azza wa jalla, a very beautiful topic we're talking about. You know, from the Quran, it also mentions the love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has for his ummah. Allah azza wa jalla mentions in the Quran, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That there has come to you a messenger from amongst you. He finds it difficult to bear your hardships. He is ever eager for you and to the believers. He is kind and merciful. So that is, in alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, another verse in the Quran, very famous, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Now here Allah ta'ala talks about رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And in this verse that I mentioned to you first, Allah azza wa jalla, he talks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he loves his ummah. And there are so many waqiyas, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Marba has got many as well. And inshallah, azza wa jalla, I'll try to mention a few as well. But that just shows you, subhanallah, how much love our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he has for his ummah. I just want to mention this very beautiful hadith-e-paak that's quoted in Sahih Muslim. One day, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she sat with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very good mood. You know, as I said, dariya rahmat josh mein. And she goes
what
to
does that mean, Hafizab?
Yani, the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in his peak, as they say. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that, O Prophet of Allah, can you make dua for me?
Allah, Allah.
And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he makes dua that, O Allah, forgive the sins of Aisha, the previous sins and the future sins. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that I was so happy with that. I began smiling. Allah. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, O Aisha, did you like the dua I made for you?
Allah.
And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she says that, O Prophet of Allah, how can I not say that this dua was not good? It was beautiful. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that, O Aisha, by Allah, I make the same dua for my ummah after every salah.
Allah.
That just shows you that after every, maybe, you know, we make dua as well. But we make dua, sometimes we don't even have time to make dua. Why? Because I'm waiting, yeah, 2 minutes I'll be outside, man. You know, we've got people waiting for us outside, we can't even make dua properly. But look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, namaz is the afzal ibadat, yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has not forgotten his ummah.
Allah, but never did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forget his ummah. And this was, you know, yes, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had his companions along with him, but you know, how many companions were there? There was, you know, not many, and gradually that increased. But yet, even before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had any companions, as soon as the blessed milad of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to occur, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fell straight into sajda.
Subhanallah.
He fell straight into prostration and began to do dua for his ummah. Now, one thing is to know people and then pray for them. Like, you know, Hafiz was talking about, we don't even pray for ourselves.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, one thing is to know somebody and then to pray for them. And no doubt the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam all knows us. But yet, you know, the first revelation has not come. Nobody's done anything for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam yet. The ummah has not done anything for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam yet. As soon as he comes into this world, he says, Rabbi habli ummati. Oh Allah, leave my ummah for me. Oh Allah, you know, forgive my ummah. Oh Allah, leave my ummah for me.
This,
Allah. Again, Amar bhai.
This, Maulana Jameel Qadri Rahmatullah Ali, he puts it in a beautiful couplet, you know, that the blessed birth of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he was born, like you said, he went, fell into prostration and he said, Rabbi habli ummati. So this is put into a verse.
رَبِّ هَبْ لِي أُمَّتِي كَهِتَ هُوَ پَیدا ہوئے رَبِّ هَبْ لِي أُمَّتِي كَهِتَ هُوَ پَیدا ہوئے حق نے فرمایا کہ بخشا حق نے فرمایا کہ بخشا الصلاۃ والسلام اے شہنشاہ مدینہ الصلاۃ
والسلام. I think I'm going to want to listen to the whole thing today, inshallah, whereas we'll come back to you for that, Bakar bhai. Ji, my dear sons and brothers and viewers of Madinah channel, the greatest of mankind, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, he prayed for us ever since he came to this world. Allah. Ever since the milad of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, everybody should know what milad means by now. Milad, it refers to just general birth, but more particularly, the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. This is the love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had possessed for us. Amar bhai, coming to you.
Allahu Akbar. You know, you started beautifully mentioning that when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into this world, he fell into sajda and he prayed for the ummah. But throughout his entire life, you know, we find narrations, and inshallah we'll get onto them. But, for example, staying up at night, standing in qiyam, crying for the sake of this ummah to the extent that the blessed feet would start to swell up.
Allah.
So throughout his entire life, in fact, not only, you know, close to his physical demise from this world, physical departure from this world, but Sayyidina Qusam radiallahu anh, he was that individual who was the last person to come out from the blessed grave of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his blessed body was placed in there. He was the last person to come out. He says, I heard with my own ears that I saw the blessed lips of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam were moving.
Allah.
So I took my ears close to the blessed mouth of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and even then he was saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Allah. Ummati. And there is, in Kanzul Umal Sharif, there is a hadith mention of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, that I will continue, even in my grave, I will continue to say, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ummati, until the second trumpet is blown.
Allah.
No, so till the day of judgment, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that I will continue to say and in that sense intercede for the ummah. So this is that love, if we're talking about, you know, love totally from birth till his physical departure from this world, and even after that, the ummah, a beautiful, beautiful narration that, you know, every Nabi, every Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every messenger, every Nabi had a dua,
mashallah,
which was definitely, definitely accepted. And each Nabi used that dua. But our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I am saving that dua for my ummah.
Allahu.
On the day of judgment.
Peshahak mujda shafaat ka suna de jayenge. Peshahak mujda shafaat ka suna de jayenge.
About the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that on the day of judgment, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he will see an ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being dragged into the fire of hell. And Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he will call out to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will hurriedly come to the Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and say, labbaik. And Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he will say that, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of your ummati has been taken to the fire of hell. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears that, he will quickly follow that angel and he will say to him, stop, where are you taking him? And the angel will say that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala has told us to take him to the fire of hell because he has more sins than his good deeds, and therefore he's going to be thrown into the fire of hell. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will go into prostration and he will say that, Ya Allah, you promised me that you will make me happy. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he will say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, O my beloved, raise your head and ask me what you want. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will say that, Ya Allah, forgive him. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive that person and grant him paradise. You know, so in the world, we never think of these things. Yeah, when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are running away from his sunnahs. People tell us this is a sunnah, that is a sunnah. But on the other hand, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will look for these people. Very famous hadith that, if you do not find me, a sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, where can we find you on the day of judgment? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, find me on the bridge of Sirat. When my ummatis will be crossing the bridge of Sirat, I will be making dua in the court of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal will shower mercy upon them. If you don't find me there, then find me near River Kosar. Because when my ummatis cross the bridge of Sirat, I will be giving them the water of Kosar with my own hands. And if you don't find me there, then find me on the weighing scale. When my ummatis come to the weighing scale, then I will make dua for them that Allah Azza wa Jal forgives their sins. And with the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, their sins will be reduced and their good deeds will be more than their sins.
Allah.
So, to know what you just mentioned, the story, how subhanAllah, how great is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, we have a mother, everybody, you know, who, you know, we have a mother and they love a son, a daughter possesses for the mother. And this is mutual. The love a mother possesses for her child is, you know, it's said, isn't it, that the love of a mother is unconditional. The love of a mother is unconditional, where it doesn't matter who the son is, it doesn't matter how good or bad the son is. You know, a mother could have a doctor and a, you know, a drunkard. you know, it doesn't matter who the son is, you know, everybody outside will respect the doctor. You know, everyone outside will show love to the doctor, but nobody would be bothered about the drunkard. Yet that mother, why? She doesn't love her children for the money. She doesn't love the children for anything. Her love is unconditional. She'll still love the drunkard. She'll still, no matter how bad he is, even if he was to cause a harm, she'll still love him. Why? That love is unconditional. Even if somebody, subhanAllah, if they were told, no, this is not your mother, somebody else is your mother, immediately, you know, that love would go for that other person. Now, this is the love of a mother. The love of a mother is unconditional. It's something which nobody can match, nobody can imagine other than somebody who has a mother. You know, and even then, when somebody's lost a mother, they really understand the love of a mother. Now, on the day of judgment, when we shall be raised, when we shall be resurrected, then we shall go to people for help. We shall beg for even one deed. You know, we shall approach our parents, we shall approach our children, we shall approach our brothers, we shall approach our sister, we shall approach our mother. But a mother will not even give one deed. A mother will not help you. She'll be worried about herself. Her love, nobody can match in the world. On the day of judgment, she'll be worried about herself.
Allah.
We'll go to the Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. You know, he will help us. We'll go to, you know, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. We'll go to each and every single prophet. And then when we come to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasalam, what will he say? He'll say, Ana lahada, you know, subhanAllah, obviously I'm going to help you. You are from my ummah. My dear Samir brothers, no matter how much, how close you are, no matter how much your mother loves you, on the day of judgment, what will your mother do? But when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, on the day of judgment, he shall be there to help you. He shall go into prostration. He shall fall into prostration. He shall shed tears. Just as he shed tears in this world, ever since he was born, my dear seven brothers, he fell into prostration. Throughout his entire life, he would cry throughout the entire night, saying, Rabbi Habli Ummati, the love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam had possessed for us is truly unconditional.
قریب کے لب پر آنا لہا ہوگا میرے قریب کے لب پر آنا لہا ہوگا عزیز بچ کو ماں جس طرح تلاش کرے تلاش کرے خدا گواہ ہے یہی حال آپ کا ہوگا خدا گواہ ہے یہی حال آپ کا ہوگا
دی حافظ I was just mentioning that on the night of Mi'raj the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes past some groups of people and they are being punished. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he goes past them, he will hear them crying. And he will ask Jibreel alayhi salam that, oh Jibreel, who are these people? Why are they being punished? And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that, oh Prophet of Allah, these are the children and they're disobedient to their parents, they cause pain to their parents, and their parents have not forgiven them. And therefore, Allah Ta'ala will punish them until their parents forgive them.
Allah.
And when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears that, he will say, Jibreel, quickly, take me to the parents. Where their parents are, take me there. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he will take the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam to where the parents will be. And he will say that, look, your children are being punished in the fire of hell. Forgive them so Allah Ta'ala can forgive them as well. And the parents, because they've been hurt, in the dunya they've been hurt, and they will say that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we will not forgive them. They were disobedient to us. They were mean, they were cruel to us. Ya Rasulullah, they hurt our feelings. We are not going to forgive them. And as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hears this from the parents, Allah Ta'ala will take that thought away from his mind. He will continue. And then he will hear the cries again. And again, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will go to the parents and say, please forgive them. You know, whatever has happened, forgive them now. Because unless you don't forgive them, Allah will not forgive them as well. And then parents are parents. You do anything you want. Like you mentioned, you know, the son can be a robber, he can be a murderer. Yet the mother is a mother. You know, you could cause as much pain as to your mother you want, but a mother is a mother at the end of the day. And the parents, they will say that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you are saying so, we have forgiven them. And as soon as the parents, they say, we forgive them, Allah Ta'ala will remove their punishments and Allah Ta'ala will grant them paradise as well. Do you not understand that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had so much love for you, he did so much for you. Another waqia, when he went on Mi'raj, as he was about to leave for Mi'raj, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought the buraq, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as he was about to mount the buraq, he stepped backwards. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he saw tears following from the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, why are you crying? You know, Allah Ta'ala has blessed you this night that no other Prophet has been blessed before. Ya Rasulullah, you are going to be in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Paradise has been decorated for you. Ya Rasulullah, angels are waiting for you. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know what he will say? He will say, Oh Jibreel, the thought of my ummah is making me cry. On the day of judgment when my ummah crosses the bridge of Sirat, what will happen to the sinners? Because if they are, you know, it says that the fire of hell will jump and grab hold of a person and pull it inside. This is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we are invited by any famous person, we don't want to be telling our friends. Why? Because I want to be there alone. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such a beautiful night Allah Ta'ala has blessed him, such a beautiful rank, that he'll be crying for us. And in return, what are we doing? Instead of, you know, pleasing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are today causing pain to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allahu Akbar. These are my brothers and viewers of Madinah, inshallah. No doubt, you know, the love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had possessed for his ummah, the love he possessed for me and you, was something which, you know, cannot be imagined, cannot be truly understood, cannot be justified by words, my dear brothers and viewers of Madinah. If you wish to somehow, don't like it said that, you know, a mother can never be paid back. You know, again, we're linking it to a mother. Why? Because when it comes to a mother, then people can really understand one thing. And that the love and the connection a person has to a mother, you know, he possesses with nobody else. Each and every one of us know this. But my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madinah channel, it has been said that a person, he can never repay his mother. My dear Islamic brothers, we can never truly repay Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. But what we can do, is repent from our sins, act upon the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he has ordered to do, to act upon these. We can keep the beard, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can keep the zulf, you know, the tresses, again the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can act upon the Quran and the sunnah. This is the way, or this is the method of making Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam happy. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we've also been blessed to have Rukn Shura here with us, Haji Atar Sahib. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, they shall also be joining us very soon. Ji, Ammar bhai, before they come and join us, we're talking about, subhanAllah, the love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had possessed for his ummah.
There's a beautiful narration with regards to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam being seated on the Day of Judgment on pulpits of gold, golden pulpits, golden mimbar as we say. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, each Nabi will be sat at the pulpit, at the mimbar of gold that is for him. But my pulpit and my mimbar will be empty. So our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, mine will be empty because I will be in the court of my Rabb Azza wa Jal, and I'll be staying there silent because out of the fear that he might command me to go to paradise,
Allah,
command me to enter paradise, and then after that my ummah is in a state of worry.
Allah.
Because I've been sent to paradise and my ummah is undergoing that worry and that troublesome time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will say to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we shall decide whatever pleases you. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, I will request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ajjil hisabahum, that ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take the account of my ummah quickly.
Allahu.
So then, to the extent, he says, I will continue to request this in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until I will be granted a list of those people from my ummah, from my nation, who were destined to go to hell or who had gone into hell, and then I will intercede for them and they will be taken out from there. And likewise, to the extent that there will be no person left, there will be no person left that in the punishment.
Allah.
So this is a, you know, beautiful thing. Like you said, what can we do? Along with, you know, following the sunnah, is one thing we can do and we should do, and it's particularly in this month, is recite salawat and salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. The narration that Hafizah was mentioning earlier on, you know, it is mentioned that this person, when Sayyidina Adam ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would call out, Ya Ahmad, Ya Ahmad, and calling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will say that, Awul Bashar Labbaik, and then he will be informed that so and so ummati of yours is being taken into hell, when he'll stop the angels, and then, you know, he will request in the court of Allah, the angels will be commanded to listen to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that point, it is stated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take out a sheet of paper, and he'll place it into, you know, at the weighing scale, into the side of his good deeds. So that side of his good deeds will now become heavy. So it will be announced, this person has succeeded. You know, he is fortunate and he has succeeded because his good deeds have become more now. So this person is forgiven. And then this person, before going to paradise, he says that, you know, he says to the angels, let me ask this individual who has helped me.
Allah, 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 Allah.
And he says that, you know, how beautiful you are. What a beautiful face you possess. You have come and you have helped me. You've heard my cries, you've seen my tears, and you've helped me, you've assisted me in this hard time. Who are you? So then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will reply to him that I am your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this sheet of paper, this is the durood, this is the salawat that you have recited upon me. So, you know, this is a beautiful action that we should be doing, and especially in this month, you know, increasing the amount of salawat and salam we recite upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Today we sleep at night, yeah, with ease, with comfort. One night the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is staying with Sayyida Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha. And later at night the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wakes up, he stands up for salah. And Sayyida Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she sees that the blessed tears are falling from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's eyes so much that the blessed beard is full of tears. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in sajda, he's crying. When he finishes his salah, he's still crying. Sayyida Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says that, I went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I said, my parents be sacrificed on you. Why are you crying? You know, Allah ta'ala has made paradise for you. Ya Rasulullah, what made you cry? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Aisha, the thought of my ummah doesn't let me sleep. My ummah, what's going to happen to them on the day of judgment? Oh Aisha, let me plead in the court of my Rabb so that my ummah can be forgiven. You know, we are asleep at night, you know, we don't even have that worry. What's going to happen to us? We don't even worry about ourselves. And on the other hand, at night, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wakes up and cries for us. And today we are openly committing sins. We don't even realize that on the day of judgment, even before that in the grave, how are we going to show ourselves to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I used to love you, this is why I spent my life.
Jo na bula hum gareebon ko raza ko raza jo na bula hum
ki jiye
Madhisan brothers and viewers of Madhini Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we're speaking about the love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam possessed for the Ummah. Alhamdulillah, we do have some calls. If a call could please be played.
Had Ubaidah Zardari from Dewsbury, UK. I request for you to read this now. Chamak tujhse paate hai sab paane wale. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, you've already read it beautifully, but inshallah we shall also ask our Naath Khan, inshallah wa azza jal, to read that. We do have another call. If you could please take that call.
Silsila bahut acha ja raha hai. Ek waqiye ki farmaish karni thi Umm Ma'bad ke bare mein, ke unhone kis tarah Hazur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka naksha khencha. Naim Ahmed Dewsbury se. Jazakallahu khaira.
MashaAllah, jazakallahu khaira for calling in. He's asking in regards to the Waqi'ah, the story of Umm Ma'bad radiallahu ta'ala anha. I think I mentioned it the other day.
Yeah, I think the description of the beauty of the Prophet.
The description of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is a very famous one. Maybe we could inshallah try to speak about that.
With regards to our today's topic, like, you know, the couplet that we've just heard, and this is a very important reminder for us. Alhamdulillah, we have scholars in this day and age like Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhun Aliya, and who, you know, who is he so devoted to? Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullah Ali. If we read the biographies of these individuals, we read the lives of these individuals, and then we read the works and the literature of these individuals, we find that, you know, they instill the love of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into our hearts. And another thing that would help us to value and increase, you know, help us to realize what great love our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam possessed for us. Even though, as I said, you know, the other day as well, we weren't physically there in the time of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he was physically present on this earth. But he did not only keep his thought limited to that, those people, but rather because he was granted the most complete intellect by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the day of judgment for the believers to come. So for example, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we spoke about his authority. Now he had the authority, and there is a narration mentioned as well that if I had not feared the difficulty of my ummah, that it would become difficult for my ummah, I would have made the Isha Salah, delayed it till the latter part of the night, till the last part of the night. So the fact that we pray Isha Salah, and it was not mandatory for us to delay until the latter part of the night, that was a blessing, a mercy from our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Likewise, we find that our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has commanded the imams, those that lead the prayer, to not be so lengthy with their recitation, not be so lengthy with their qira'at. What's the reason? Because there will be ill people, because there will be weak people, because there will be children praying behind them. So, you know, we find that this mercy, this love, and with each and every action, in each and every matter, there's always that consideration. Consideration for the weak people of the ummah, consideration for the elderly, consideration for those that are ill. And these are, you know, these are beautiful things that we can take on board. Likewise, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, we cannot go and sit alone in a room. After a while, we're bored. But our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spent entire nights worshipping Allah. He secluded himself into the cave.
You know, there's a famous story, isn't there, about, yes, there was the cave of Hira, etc., where the Prophet would spend days. They would spend days in the cave of Hira. This is the one I will call it.
It's just where the Handak, the Battle of Trenches took place. That's the cave. Alhamdulillah, I've had the opportunity to visit that cave. But that is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent three nights crying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Even before this Hafiz Sahib, what happened was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had spent, yes, you know, one night, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam going, and the companions were, in a way, they were searching for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and, you know, they were wondering, where is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So they went around, you know, looking for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and they came across a shepherd, and they asked this shepherd that, you know, have you seen the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know, where is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? And the shepherd, he replies, he says, no, I've not seen him, but what I have understood, what I have realized, is that my sheep have not been eating for 3 days.
Allahu.
And I've been hearing a crying sound coming from above this hill, from above this mountain.
Allahu.
And then they went there and they approached Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, and they see that Rasulullah sallallahu wasallam is in sajda. The Prophet sallallahu wasallam is prostrating, begging again for the forgiveness of his ummah, and they beg him, they say, Ya Rasulullah, please come back down. Ya Rasulullah, please come back down. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no, you know, he's doing dua for his ummah. Someone saw that they bring the most beloved, Hazrat Fatima to Zahra, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they say that, oh Fatima, you please go call your father down. Hazrat Fatima radhiyallahu anha, when she approaches Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes down. And these Islamic brothers, what we must understand is the love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had possessed for us, the amount he cried for us. How are we repaying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You know, there's a story. It's mentioned that once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was whilst he was reciting, he was doing the tilawat of the Quran. He comes across the verse of the Quran. You know that about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says that person who follows me, he's from me, meaning his mind. You know, and about Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, that if you were to punish them, you know, then indeed they are ibaduk, they are your slaves. You know, about his own ummah. Then prophets were speaking about their own ummah. And then, you know, they were talking about those people who follow me, they're with me. Those who do not follow me from my ummah, Ya Allah, we leave them to your rahmat. This is what those prophets had said about the ummah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Allahumma ummati ummati. That, oh Allah, my ummah, Ya Allah, my ummah, fabaka. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be crying for his ummah, Ya Allah, my ummah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, upon seeing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that Ya Jibreel, idhab ila Muhammadin. Oh Jibreel, go to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, oh Jibreel, you ask him, Salma yubki. Ask him, what is it that's making you cry? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, fa inna rabbaka alimun. And he says, oh Jibreel, also tell him your Lord already knows. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knows what the case is. But yet, oh Jibreel, out of respect, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him, Ya Rasulullah, what is it that is making you cry? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, he says, my ummah. He says, my ummah, ummati, ummati, my ummah. And then again, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam comes and informs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, this is the reason why he's crying. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, idhab ilayhi, that again go to him. Fasallim. And he says also, give the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam my salam. And he says that, inform the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Fala sofa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. That wala sofa, this lam itself is for emphasis, for ta'keed is mentioned. Wala sofa, that yes, very soon. Wala sofa yu'tika. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give you, yu'tika, and then rabbuka. Again, your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning you. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much sofa tarda. That Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that you shall become pleased. That you shall become happy. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that the only way I shall become happy is when each and every single individual from my ummah enters Jannah.
The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, throughout his life, as you mentioned, that he would cry for his ummah. So much so that when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he would make dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal. You know, like we said, we don't even make dua for our own parents, the ones who brought us to this world. Yeah, and now, when it comes to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mu'azallah, you know, we sometimes say, I totally forgot. How many times do you read durood-e paak? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who recites 50 durood upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. How much love do we have? Yeah, if someone comes up to you and he says that, look, I made an appointment with you, with the Prime Minister, you're going to shake hands with him. What are we going to do? You know, we're going to be so excited, so happy that I'm going to go and visit the Prime Minister or so famous personality. But you are going to be shaking hands with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment, and we can't even recite 50 times Durood-e Paak.
So now a question I have to ask is, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried and cried and cried for us. Have we ever shed a tear for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? This basically, it tells us, you know, our reality, you know, what we truly are. By Allah, you know, there's no iman, no complete iman for that individual who does not possess love for Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And one method of expressing your love for anybody is to attempt to imitate their actions, to imitate their clothing, to imitate, you know, their style. You know, the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to a naat. I think a brother requested Jumma Kato to say Pate. You can read a few ashar of this, and then also, in fact, I also want to listen to Aisha in Shahi Medina.
I know there's the other one that he read.
There's so many we want to read.
تمہارا نام مصیبت میں جب لیا ہوگا.
He
read a couplet of it, but you know, the whole kalam is beautiful. Maybe some other day.
So much you can listen to Amar Bhai.
Maybe some other day.
چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو زندہ ہے واللہ تو چشمے عالم سے چھپ جانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے اپنے دامان شفاعت چھپائے رکھنا اپنے دامان شفاعت میں چھپائے رکھنا اپنے دامان شفاعت Yeah. جائے رکھنا شاید اس راہ سے خالد میرے آقا گزرے شاید اس راہ سے خالد میرے آقا گزرے اپنی پلکوں کو سرے راہ بچھائے رکھنا اپنی پلکوں کو سرے راہ بچھائے رکھنا میری سرکار میری بات بنائے رکھنا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. And these are my brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel. The name of the program is the blessings of Milad. No doubt this month is full of blessings, full of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You know, the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was not sent but as a mercy for the entire creation. So no doubt the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is coming in this month. This month is no doubt a mercy upon each and every single one of us. Now, alhamdulillah, each and every single day, we have a subtopic in which we talk about one of the features, one of the possibly organs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And today, inshaAllah, we shall be speaking about that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about in the Quran. وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَا. Subhanallah. That, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you did not throw when you threw. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَا. But rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had thrown. The action of throwing, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. But this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had attributed towards himself. Views of Madinah Channel. Let's listen to some praise or about the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Ji, Hafiz al-Fakir sahib, let's go with you.
When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was small and he used to be staying with Hazrat Sayyidah Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha, what she used to do, that when people used to come to see the blessed baby, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's hands, Hazrat Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha, would dip them into a bowl of water, and all those people that were ill, Allah ta'ala would give them shifa. Now, the hands of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, when they are dipped in water, Allah ta'ala gives shifa to people.
Allah.
And the hands were so soft, the sahaba ikram, they would talk about the blessing, you know, we've heard all this silsila about the features of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sahaba ikram, when they talk about the hands, they say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hands were so soft,
Allah,
so
Allah,
beautiful.
And not only soft and beautiful, abrada min al-thalji, they would be more cooler than snow itself. And then atyaba, and even more fragrant than min al-miski, than musk itself. You know, the most, Allahu Akbar, imagine that, subhanallah. You know, a companion, this is hadith mentioned in Sahih Bukhari Amar Bay, you know, a companion, he says that he once followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is, subhanallah, you know, again, it comes back to love for the ummah, doesn't it? Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would, you know, he would place his hand over the hair of an orphan, and sometimes on the cheeks of the children. And that companion said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look, you know, you're blessing these children, how about me? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, subhanAllah, in his own manner, you know, in the most beautiful of way, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also placed his hand on the cheeks of that companion. And this is how that companion describes, you know, the beautiful, blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وسلم, and these some brothers, really the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, we can, you know, it, anything, you know, like we have something, you have somebody who's beautiful, and they have one aspect of beauty that is praised so much. But there's not one thing about the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, not one organ which people do not praise. You know, even if it's to be about the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, the blessed heels of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, then Allah Hazrat gives us a full kalam.
I think we mentioned about that, even the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who's going to be praised the most. So the name tells you that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be praised the most.
Allah, Allah.
Allah. Allah. So even the name carries such a beautiful meaning. And likewise, you said about the beautiful smell. We hear the riwayat about the body of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being so beautifully smelling. Likewise, his blessed sweat, and likewise his blessed hands as well. Is it the narration by Sayyidina Anas? I think that his hands were more soft than
Allah
silk.
Allah.
You know that this description, and then there are so many sort of miracles in one sense as well, and so many blessings of that hand, like Hazrat Pakasab mentioned with regards to the blessed hands being dipped and people obtaining shifa. Likewise, Sayyidina Barra bin Azib radiallahu anhu, he injured his shin at one point, and then he came to the blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says that the blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his hand on my shin, and he says, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to me that ubsut rijlak, that, you know, place your leg here, fabasattu rijli famasahaha.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So then when I placed my leg there, he touched my leg with his blessed hand, and then fakaannaha lam ashtakiha qattu. It's as though I never had any pain.
You know, SubhanAllah.
So this beautiful miracle of the blessed hand of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
SubhanAllah, Amar bhai, you come into the miracles of blessed hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, I just mentioned about the Prophet placing his hand, you know, over, and this is a good action, and this is something we should also try to implement, you know, an orphan child to make him happy, to, you know, place your hand and just wipe it on his head. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do this, you know, there was one companion, radhiyallahu anhu, you know, he was playing as a child, and later when he grew up, he became old, he had lots of white hair. His companion had lots of white hair. And then there was a place on his head where all the hair was black, but other than that place, all his hair was white. So the people, they would ask him, they would say that, you know, it's a bit strange, you know, your hair is a bit strange, subhanAllah. Where, you know, you've got white hair everywhere, but yet there's, you know, over your head this whole, you could say, area of complete black, beautiful hair. And he would say that, yes, once as a child I was playing with the children, the greatest of mankind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had wiped his hand over my head. And how could that hair ever turn white? So that hair itself, subhanAllah, remained black. And in fact, it also reminds me, a caller asked in regards to Umm Ma'bad, the story of Umm Ma'bad. I don't think I have time to mention the whole story. But there is a miracle of the hands within that. When the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, sorry Hafsaba, I know you want to speak, you could tell the Umm Ma'bad story.
No, you're better, I think, mashallah. Listening, the host said your name, so inshallah we go.
SubhanAllah. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and his great companion, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they were migrating from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina al-Munawwara. And on their way, you know, they were feeling hunger, they were feeling hungry. And they approached a house, and you know, you can say they knocked on the door, and an old woman came out. And this old woman was the woman known as Umm Ma'bad. And you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, a long story to try to cut it a bit short. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked if they have any food, and she said, "We have nothing." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a goat, a thin goat, and you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "What about that?" She said, "If that had any milk in it, I would have taken it out for myself." And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Look, just give me permission, inshallah." And she grants the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam permission. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa ala alihi wa sallam blesses this goat also. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wa sallam places his hands, you know, on this goat, and he said that as soon as he did this, the udders began to become filled with milk. And then the Prophet says, you know, bring it to utensils, one's filled with milk, another, and so much so that, you know, all the utensils she possessed were then filled with milk, and you know, there was a light emanating from her house. And Abu Ma'bad, the husband, when he used to come after the Prophet has left, he says, you know, what is this? Is this the same house? Is this the same God that I left? And she says, yes. But there was another person who came, Mubarak. You know, she didn't know his name. She gave him the name of Mubarak. And this is a long story cut short of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Umm Ma'bad. Now, the point to touch upon here is, again, because we are speaking about the blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On this occasion, yes, the Prophet has placed his hands on that goat and its udders began to become filled with milk. And we also hear similar stories of Hazrat Halimatu Sa'diya, radiallahu ta'ala anha, that, you know, when as soon as she began to ride on that animal, it became the strongest. From being the weakest, it became the strongest. And, you know, whenever somebody was ill, they would bring them to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would place the process in the hand on that person. That person would become cured from each and every illness he possesses. Now, Hafiz Sahib, yes, I want to come to you. Let's just take a call, inshallah, and then we'll come back to you. Ji, if that call could please be played.
Muhammad Zuhair Batari from Oldham. Just like to add a few words regarding the program. Blessings of Milad, mashallah, what a beautiful program. And such an amazing topic explained by some lovely brothers with great knowledge in a perfect manner. No doubt people have definitely gained great knowledge from this blessed program that I think is a great need for nowadays. Clearly, you can see there has been a lot of effort put into this program by the people behind the scenes. The setting of the program, the lighting, the cameraman, the recording, everything is just so perfect. Hence, because you are talking about the best of creation, the beloved Makki, Madani Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal protect all the brothers that have put their effort into making this program happen. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us all the ability to celebrate Milad and spread the true message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ae daawat-e-islami teri doom machi ho. Jazakullahu khaira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Jazakullahu khaira. It's such a beautiful that he actually pointed out that yes, is, you know, more than, subhanAllah, there's us five who are sat here, but we have a good 15, 20 or so people, so many people behind the cameras and, you know, watching wherever they are. But these family brothers, there is so much work being put into Madani Channel to make Madani Channel more productive, to make it better for yourselves. And so much money is being spent on Madani Channel. And you can also contribute towards that. You know, subhanAllah, we're sitting here, we're telling one story, one hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and is going to, you know, millions of people. Imagine you were to contribute towards that, you'd also gain that reward also, inshallah.
We have to keep in mind that, look at the immense love the CDR Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali possessed. No matter which aspect we're talking about, there's always something to refer to, you know. Ungliyan hai faiz par, toote hai pyaase jhoom.
Hum aap aiz hum faiz, mashallah.
Punjab rahmat ki hai jari, wah, wah.
Allah, Allah.
Ungliyan hai faiz par, toote hai pyaase jhoom kar, ungliyan hai faiz par, toote hai pyaase jhoom kar, nadiyan Punjab rehmat ki hai jari, rehmat ki hai jari, wah hawa.
The ulama, they also say, don't they, that that blessed water that came out of the fingers is blessed than Zamzam and Abu Qasr.
SubhanAllah, we're talking about the blessings of the water. What actually happened, Umar bhai?
There are multiple narrations with regards to this as well. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu, he reports that day of the treaty or the truce of Hudaybiyah, you know, people felt thirsty. And then they came to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had a container in front of him. And they said that, Ya Rasulullah, we have no water other than this container that is in front of you. So the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he placed his hand in that container. And in the words of the hadith, فَجَعَلَ الْمَاءُ يَثُورُ بَيْنَ أَصَابِعِهِ.
Allah.
So water started to flow and gush out from his blessed fingers. And then, you know, everybody drank from that water, they took water, and they even gave water to their animals to drink. And this, there are, as I said, there are multiple narrations, but in this particular narration, when he radiallahu anhu, he is asked, how many people were you there?
Allah.
He doesn't answer with a number. He does not say there were this many, but rather he says even if there were 100,000, it would have still been sufficient. He doesn't say, you know, okay, there were this many and they might, you know, and it was good for us, it was enough for us. But he says, you know, put aside how many people there were, put that aside. Even if there were 100,000, it would still have been sufficient.
And obviously, if it was to be more, but just 100,000 is a figure given. You could say, nowadays you would say, even if there was a million people, a billion people, even then, that from the fingers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
and that's a small container,
it would suffice for all of us. And yes, mashallah, that's a small container. My dear sons and brothers and viewers of Madin Channel, unfortunately, time has again got the better of us. We must conclude our program. Let's recite Salatu ala Nabi, inshallah, Ya Nabi Salam Alaika, as we conclude our program.
Ya Nabi Salam Alaika, Ya Rasul Salam Alaika, Ya Habib Salam Alaika, Salawatullah Alaika, Astufa li Ghawsi Azam, Ganj Bakhsh Faiz Alam, Sadqa-e Imam Azam, Dur ho sabhi ke ranjo gham, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Nabi Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul Salam Alayka, Ya Habib Salam Alayka, Salawatullah Alayka, Mustafa Khairul Wara ho, Sarvare Har Do Sara ho, Apne Achhon Ka Tasadduq, Hum Badon Ko Bhi Nibao, Ya Habibi, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Nabi Salam Alayka, Ya Rasul Salam Alayka, Ya Habib Salam Alayka, Salawatullah Alayka.
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear sons and brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, for now, unfortunately, that's all. Continue to watch Madani Channel, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Miladun Nabi, welcome Miladun Nabi, welcome Miladun Nabi.